Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Laura Masuika, psychologist, coach, and author of the Amazon best-selling book, Conscious Calm, Keys to Freedom from Stress and Worry. Today I'm going to talk to you about one of the easiest and one of the most powerful tools you can use to help turn around chronic stress and even burnout. I call this tool Being Breaks. Using Being Breaks in your day is a simple but very effective way to stop patterns of internal doing. All that busyness going on in your thoughts and feelings that can add to stress and to burnout. If you've read Conscious Calm, you may remember I devote an entire chapter to Being Breaks. Here, though, I'm going to do two things. First, I'll explain Being Breaks briefly, what they are, a bit of the neuroscience behind them, and how and why they can help you turn stress and burnout around. And second, I'll guide you through an example of a Being Break so you can experience it yourself, and then you can begin making this tool your own. So first, what are Being Breaks? Being Breaks are a short break from doing so much, but not just on the outside, on the inside as well. It's a pause in our internal doing, too. So what does that mean? Our internal doing is often under our own radar, kind of on autopilot. Yet we're doing internally all day long. Internal doing is where you put your attention. It's what thoughts or beliefs you amplify and make bigger or louder. And then it's the feelings and emotions all of that brings up. When our internal doing is creating more tension or upset or stress, but we're not aware of it, we actually add to stress or burnout without fully realizing it. Being breaks help interrupt those patterns of internal doing that we may not even be aware of, and they help calm both the body and the mind. Being breaks have three simple steps. In the first step, you stop what you're doing physically on the external level. You prove to your body you're really taking a break by sitting down or even lying down if you can and want to. You're just taking a brief break in the action of your day. In the second step, you support yourself by pausing the internal doing too. For this, it helps to engage your attention and your awareness. You check where your attention is, still in the past, maybe jumping into the future, or maybe in some mental conversation with someone who may not even be in the room right now. You just notice and stop whatever storyline was going on and just bring yourself back more fully to present time. Being torn or divided between the past, present, and future, that's part of what causes stress and energy drain. There sometimes can be very little left over to live your life right now. So in the second step, you just notice where your thoughts and attention have been and bring all of your attention to the present. Then the third step, after getting yourself more fully into present time, is to ground or anchor yourself there. This is practicing being more fully in your life just for a few moments without so much doing. Putting your attention on your breathing is one easy way to ground yourself more in the present. Noticing how your body feels sitting in the chair is another. It's a kind of coming back to your senses, using your senses to help you stay more present. This practice of Being Breaks doesn't have to take long to have a good effect. I usually coach people to just take 10 slower, deeper breaths during a Being Break. That's enough to turn off any low-level or even higher-level fight-or-flight response that may be going on in your brain and body that create more stress and tension. And 10 slower, deeper breaths is also enough to turn on the relaxation response in your body. With a Being Break, you're giving your brain and body the message, it's safe right now. There's no emergency right this minute. It's safe to just sit and be and actually relax. You can take a being break any time of day or even at night if you find yourself with a busy or worried mind. The more you sprinkle being breaks throughout your day, the more you signal to your body and your mind that there's no emergency, no need for extra stress hormones to go coursing through your body. You also signal that it's okay to just sit and breathe and be without so much doing. And you interrupt any unhelpful internal doing patterns and you change direction. With a little practice, you'll notice you return to your day with more focus, more control, and more ease. In the longer run, that becomes more and more your new normal. Being breaks can be a key part of turning around high stress and burnout and allowing more calm, ease, and focused energy back into your life. So now let's move on to doing a brief guided being break together. Now I'm going to guide you in a brief being break. Again, there are three steps in the being break. The first two are quicker, and they're a kind of a preparation for the third one. So first, simply pause whatever you're doing physically, find a comfortable enough place to sit, and put down anything you may be holding or carrying. Let yourself really just stop. Next, engage your attention and your awareness a little more. Notice if part of your thoughts are elsewhere, in the past or off in the future, and just bring your attention fully on right now. If you're feeling especially scattered in a few different internal directions, it can help to actually imagine reeling your thoughts back in, reeling or pulling your thoughts back into present time. And now begin to more fully ground yourself into the present moment. Feel your body in the chair. Maybe notice your feet on the floor. Notice that the chair is supporting you fully without you doing anything. At this point, if it feels right, you might close your eyes gently. Then put your attention on your breathing without changing it just yet. Notice the quality of your breathing first, without any judgment. Your breath might be more easy, or it might be a little rough. It might be full, or it might be more shallow. Just noticing. And now begin taking a slower, deeper breath without forcing. If you want, you can begin counting 10 slower, deeper breaths, or just breathe and be. As you breathe out, see if you can breathe out a little more air than you usually do. Then allow in another slower, deeper breath. Keep this going with as much attention and ease as you can. Don't push or force anything. Just breathing in and breathing out a little more slowly and deeply than usual. As you continue breathing, you might notice a little bit of lightheadedness. If so, that's actually just your brain thanking you for the extra oxygen. It's no problem. If you feel that, just slow your breathing down a little bit more. This goes away as you practice being breaks. Just keep breathing in a little more slowly and deeply than normal, and out a little more fully than usual. You're retraining your brain and your body for calm and for safety. When you've completed 10 slower, deeper breaths, and when you feel ready, gently open your eyes. Take a moment to just notice what you notice. What does your body feel like right now? What's the quality of your breath? Again, no judgment, you're just noticing. Then begin to transition back into your day. A little gently. See how much more being you can bring back to your doing. How much ease. This is Dr. Laura Masuika, and I wish you great ease and great success in your life in all that matters to you.